This is Earth and Sky. Earlier on this show, we talked about harnessing the energy of ocean tides to create electricity.
But ocean waves, generated by wind and storms, also carry an enormous amount of energy. Andrew Mill is managing director of the European Marine Energy Center.
There's nothing more certain than the fact that we will eventually run out of oil and gas. Now, whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, we can all argue about what date that might be, but we are certainly going to see a reduction in carbon-based fuels being available to us.
At Mill Center, on the coast of the Scottish island of Orkney, researchers have anchored wave energy devices just off the coast, connected by cables to the United Kingdom's national power grid. These devices float in the water and convert the up and down motion of waves into electricity. The devices are being tested for efficiency and to see how well they hold up to the battering of the waves. Mill says in another 10 years, the energy of ocean waves might provide a significant amount of electricity for the UK.
It's not going to be in my generation that is going to get the benefits of it, but my children and their children will see the benefits of renewable energy, and it's that knowledge that we're doing something to make a difference really gives me a buzz.
Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.